Amen, 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 in the name of Jesus. That took me all the way back to Mother Bratcher in praise and worship before our 11 o'clock service. Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for the 5th of April in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we have the line open for prayer requests. And number two, All program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Good evening, First Baptist family. Welcome to another night of prayer, praise, and worship. And I heard Sister Cynthia say it's April 5th. I fought with the way it felt out there the day that it was July 5th. But God saw fit to give us a little breath of summer these last couple of days. And I'm feeling good about that. Let us look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to come together to fellowship and worship in your holy name. Lord, we thank you for opening your doors, opening the airwaves and the internet and whatever other platforms that we're now able to communicate and lift up our prayers and concerns and thanksgivings to you. Father God, we thank you for First Baptist Church and the leadership guiding us through these last several years with the pandemic and all the changes that all of us have had to try to adjust to and adapt to. It's made worship a little different, Father God, but that's okay because you say in the Holy Bible that you can do a new thing at any given point in time, Father God, and you saw fit to change things up. And so even though we may use different platforms, we still have you at the center of our life, Father God, for we can do nothing without you. And we thank everyone within this great branch of Zion for coming together, having this midweek prayer and worship service, allowing us to just join as one, Father God, to let you know what's on our hearts and how we feel about things that are happening around us. And it's just a wonderful opportunity that we have to fellowship with one another, but more importantly, to get closer to you. And Father God, as we've gone through these transitions, we just see that we're moving in the right direction. And I, for one, Father God, just feel that your presence is there with us. As that song says, the presence of the Lord is here. And I think that's what's guiding us through, Father God. And we put all our faith and trust in you. And although we're bombarded with all kinds of concerning and troubling things that are happening all around us, we know, Father God, that we can come to you. For it was during this week that we know of as Holy Week that your only begotten Son made that long journey to the cross, suffered, bled, and died for each and every one of us. But praise be to you, Father God. He rose on the third day, and so we serve a risen Savior, Father God, and we know that because he lives, we too shall live and have everlasting life. And so, Father God, we just ask that we take the time to reflect on and remember what happened on that fateful Friday, but just as importantly, what took place on that third day when that stone got rolled away. Father God, we also want to take time to lift up to you our concerns for our sick and shut-in members and our bereaved family, Father God. We ask that you stop in on those in their hospital beds or wherever they may be and put your healing hand upon them as only you can. Touch those bereaved families, Father God, to fill that void with the love and grace that only you can provide. See them through their hour of grief. Heavenly Father, we just give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. For you are a great God, a good God, the one and only God. In you we trust. In the name of our Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Sister Elois Freeman will share a scripture with us.
Good evening, everyone. I will be reading from the New King James Version, Matthew chapter 21, verse 23, starting with verse 23. Now, when he came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching, and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" But Jesus answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one day, which, if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men?" And they reason among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? But if we say from men, we fear the multitude, for all who put John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus and said, "We don't know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Truly we thank God and praise him for his words, for truly they are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Amen.
Deacon Cecil Dryden will lead us in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Father, I come before you, Father, because first and foremost that I love you. I love you so much. And I love to do service and pray and let everybody else know how much I love you. But I also want to tell you, First Baptist Church love you also. And our friends and people who are on the line, and we just love you, dear Lord. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and we're going to serve you with gladness. Father, I come before you with no form and no fashion. Just humble, low me. A person who loves you and want to just tell you how I feel, how grateful I am to have you in my life and in my midst. I am so happy it's Holy Week. I'm so happy I am learning and learned to know you personally. You're my Savior and our Savior. We're here, Father, because this is Wednesday night, and Wednesday night is when we praise you and honor you and tell you how much we need you. All the killings and all the disruptions and all the earthquakes and all the rains and all the meanness and all the joy too, Lord Jesus, in the midst. But we know you are first and foremost there for all of us. You know exactly what's going on, and you know how much hair we got on our head, every fiber. You know exactly what we need. Just one of those who are sick, please let them touch the hem of your garment. Those who need employment, please let them find a new job or a job period. Those who need a place to stay, please let them find shelter. But those who need a Savior, let them find you right now. Father, we just love you to death. We praise you and honor you. You know, I know for a fact, Father, every day we wake up, it's a blessing to see another day. You know, don't take it for granted, because it could be the other way. So I just want to say thank you, dear Lord. Thank you so much for your grace, your mercy, your love, your understanding. You've given us opportunity every day to continue to praise you and honor you and give you all the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this Wednesday night service. Thank you for the leaders. Thank you for the service work that they do diligently, and don't mind doing it. This is all for you, Father. You know, this is work. This is work for you. They're working in the vineyard for you, Father. So thank you here. Thank you for everything. We love you. We adore you. And we praise your holy and divine name. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, amen.
This is now your time to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Kevin Freeman will lead us in prayer.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I come to you right now just to give thanks that for our Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, just the goodness that He shows us, dear Lord, day in and day out. Let us talk to Him. Dear wonderful, mighty God, we come to you right now just to give you all the praise and honor, dear Lord, what you do for us day in and day out, dear me, Father. Dear Lord, I ask you to be with First Baptist Church, be with all the ministers, dear Lord. Dear me, Father, I ask you to be with the brothers and sisters who may be hurting in some kind of way, dear me, Father. They lost loved ones, dear Lord. They gone on, dear me, Father. But, dear Lord, we know that you are our strength, our healer, dear Lord. Father, I come to you just to ask you to be with this speaker this evening, dear Lord. Give her what you give her, dear Heavenly Father, that we may receive it, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, just thank you for her that she answered the call, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, you're so good to us in spite of ourselves. We ask for mercy, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we just ask you again, be with this dying world, dear Lord, so much going on, day in and day out. Dear Lord, just touch the young generation, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, it's just so sad, dear Heavenly Father, that they don't know you, dear Lord. Father, just come their way, dear Lord. Send the angel, dear Lord, that they may hear your call, dear Lord. Again, dear Lord, I just thank you for our families and just thank you for finances. Just thank you for your grace and mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to be with us on Friday, dear Lord, that we have a joyful time in you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask again on Sunday, Lord, Easter Sunday, dear Lord, that it be a joyful time, dear Lord. In your name, I ask all of this. Again, Father, I just thank you for what you've done in my life. And, dear Lord, again, be with the families that have heavenly hearts, dear Lord, and those who are on their bed that are sick, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the caregivers, dear Heavenly Father, who's there with them. Oh, Father, let us all keep looking up. We need you, dear Lord. That's the only way we're going to make it through. Keep looking up to where the strength comes from. In your Son, name, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Carla Andrews, who is a member of First Baptist Church, a former teacher, and Sunday school superintendent.
My everything.
Good evening, and thank you, Sister Tinsley, for the musical selection, and I thank Brother Bazemore for extending this invitation to me to speak before you this evening. Tonight, I want to talk to you from the topic of having patience during spiritual standoffs. Now, just what is a spiritual standoff? My definition is where God is on one side, we, the believers, are on another, and in between lies our issues, concerns, questions, those things we seek intervention from God through prayer. And the prayer that we have requires us to be rooted in faith, trust, and patience. And I want to focus our attention tonight on the latter, and that is patience. In order for us to have patience, it requires a few attributes. First, we must be calm. Whatever situation you are in requires an inner calmness. Not to panic. Don't get overly anxious. Don't become impulsive and stay level-headed. Be humble. That's just the realization that you are relinquishing control. And be confident. Have firm belief that God has the capacity to do all things that are in His will. Be disciplined. Show self-restraint. Don't always try to take matters into your own hands. And be careful not to put
parameters around God's actions, time parameters. Because God has already set into action the plans that he has for each of us. I just want to talk a bit about a situation that was a part of my family. About a year ago, my brother, he suffered a stroke. And during that illness, I became a witness to the struggles that he encountered. Can you imagine if you wake up one day and everything, all your daily living activities have to be relearned? Things that, we just take for granted. Your speech, your ability to eat, your walking, keeping the balance in your steps. Everything must be reprogrammed again. And then, when they say you have a stroke, medical science says it's those first few months that you see the greatest improvements with therapy. But over time, you come to a plateau. Improvements may not be as fast, but they do happen. And you have to continue to do your part with therapy. And over time, because those improvements maybe were not as pronounced as he wanted them to be, he didn't trust the process as enthusiastically as he did in the beginning. But we as a family, we had to come together and we had to encourage him, let him know, look how far God has brought you. You got to keep doing what you need to do, because the process takes patience. And I say this because it's so important as Christians that we lift one another up in situations when doubt creeps in and you lose a little bit of hope and you just don't know which direction God has in store for you. I had to remind him. You remember the story of Job? Job, through the suffering, the losses, the disappointment, Job had to wait. He had to wait for his deliverance. And it's not just Job, but all throughout the Bible, this notion of waiting on God was prevalent. What about Abraham and his promise to be the father of many nations? And David waiting on God to direct him to become king? And even as we approach Good Friday, there were 3 days of waiting for Christ to be resurrected. And the list goes on and on. This theme of waiting on God to act on behalf of the faithful. And here's just one thing I do know. Patience is not exclusive to just our prayer life. But patience can be applied to daily routines. You need anytime you get in your car and you're in traffic, you need patience. If you get into a store and the lines are long, you need patience. The doctor's office. I've got a doctor every time I go. I've got to wait at least an hour or more because he's an old school doctor. He likes to talk to each patient and he loses sense of time, and then you're out there in the waiting room. But you must have patience. And most importantly, we've got to have patience with one another. Because people can test our patience no matter where we are. We're in our homes. We're on the job. Anywhere you go, someone is testing your patience. I used to hear the saying, you know what? My patience is running thin. Well, what does that mean? It means that you're at a breaking point, either dealing with a person or dealing with a situation, and you might just do or say something that you might regret. I love all these things when it comes to this notion of being application. Have you ever heard the one, good things come to those who wait? Which means that if you just are patient, eventually you will get all that you desire. They also say patience is a virtue. That means what? Having the ability to wait for something without getting angry, without getting upset, and it is a valuable quality for you. Then there's the last one. You may have heard it, you may have not, but they say a watched pot never boils. And if you don't know what that means, those cooks out there, go grab the biggest pots you can find and place some cold water inside. Place the pot on the stove on the lowest heat and stand there and wait for it to boil. It takes patience. And I'm just going to digress a little bit here and share just a little tidbit about me. I became a first-time dog owner. And I remember Sister Tinsley talking about her dogs last week. And I decided, and I called him a COVID dog because that's the only reason I got him, because I knew that I could work remotely from home and spend the time with him as he grew up into adulthood. And he's a Shiba Inu. And if you don't know what those are, they look just almost like, just like little foxes, only about 25 pounds. And his name is Kobe. His temperament, he's stubborn, he's aloof. He's very independent thinking. That's really not an ideal first-time dog, but that's what I chose. But at the same time, he's loyal. And like all pet owners, we want our pets to be well-behaved. So what I decided to do is I said, I'm going to take him to PetSmart. I'm going to put him in a class, because every dog should know some basic commands, because we want our dog to socialize well with people, with other pets. And we want to teach them the basic commands. They can learn how to sit. They may learn how to heal, how to fetch, lay down. And if you want to get cute, they can do tricks, shake their hands, roll over, anything that you train them to do. But one of them is this art of waiting. And when I say it's an art, it's because it requires the dog's complete attention, and they must master the skill of being patient. And the owner needs to be patient with the dog. So I took him to this PetSmart, and, you know, the trainers, they have various methods of training. And you've got to motivate your dog to do what it is that you want your dog to do. So this particular trainer, she uses treats. And it's not just any treat, but it's got to be a high-value treat, something the dogs just can't resist. Well, if you fast forward, my Kobe graduates, and he has mastered the proper etiquette for behavior. He passed the class, and he's the star of his class. And at home, he's the star of the house. But outside, y'all gonna pray for Kobe. Kobe is chasing squirrels and scooters and cars and cats. He cuts up. So I gotta work on Kobe. But you know, since I've gotten this dog, I've grown to love. I've never had a dog before, and any time I see a dog, I'm really geared in and in tune, and I want to know what breed it is, and I'm checking them out. And I just want to share this short little story because I'm coming to a close. But one day I was sitting in my car parked outside the convenience store, and I noticed a man with his dog. And, it, you know, the store was busy when the people were in and the people were out, and the dog and the man were approaching the store. And the man was going to go to the store. But before he entered, he tied his dog to the gate. And right before he went in, he had the little talk. Don't judge me. I know there's a lot of us out there, but I talk to my dog too. They're just like children to me. So the man leans down. He gets low, right to the level of the dog, and he points his finger to give the command. He wants the dog to sit and stay. Nothing brash, just a gentle, gentle command, and the dog does just as he is told. Well, the man leaves. He goes into the store, and he must have been in there for maybe 5 minutes or more before his return. And I'm sitting in my car, Sherry, because I want to see what will this dog do when the owner is not in sight. Because I know what mine would do. Well, I'm watching, and you've got people milling all around. You've got children. You've got cars passing. You've got bikes riding by. All the distractions for a dog to misbehave. And yet, the dog sits patiently waiting for the man to return. Well, the man finally comes out, unties the dog, and they walk on their way. And I sat there in amazement. No treat, no toy, no pat on the back. You did a good job. And then it just dawned on me, and it clicked. This was just a dog being obedient to his owner. No expectation of anything. Just a dog who trusts his owner, and the owner trusts the dog. And their relationship must be built on love and respect. And that just reminded me of our relationship with God. God patiently loves us. He gives us basic needs. His love is unconditional. And yet, he gives us commands to follow. And even though we don't see him, we still trust that he walks with us. But he just wants us to be obedient. So when we find ourselves in our spiritual standoff with God, you've got God on the one side and you on the other, and in between there are some concerns, questions unanswered, issues in your life that you have offered up to God in prayer, let us remember to just stand, be patient, wait for God to act, stay calm, be confident in his power, humble yourself before him, and let God be disciplined. Don't try to take matters into your own hands. And don't worry about when God will intervene. Just know that he will, and you will be blessed. I want to thank you for allowing me to speak before you this evening, and may God bless you all.
Amen, amen, amen. The lines will be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Sister Andrews and her message. Please try to quiet all background noise while the line is open for 20 seconds.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The pulpit committee released a vacancy announcement to select our new pastor on Friday, March 31st. The announcement included a link to the application, which will be open from March 31st to May 31st. The vacancy announcement will be posted on the First Baptist Church website, the National Baptist Convention website, as well as other Baptist Convention websites and organizations. The pulpit committee is also working to distribute the announcement to regional divinity schools and local radio stations. Please see the church's website, www.fbcwdc.org, for additional information. On Thursday, April 20th, from 10:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at First Baptist Church, Ida Clark Hall, there will be a Diabetes 101 workshop. This is presented by the American Diabetes Association, the First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry, in partnership with the First Baptist Senior Center's April Birthday Celebration. This event will feature T. Darrell Higgins, Executive Director of Beverly Morgan Certified Nurse Director. It will also feature Jean Perry, an aerobics instructor. There will be chair aerobics and bingo fun. Again, this event takes place on Thursday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. in First Baptist Church, Ida Clark Hall. It is a Diabetes 101 workshop. So if you have the time, please come out, hear a message, and get a little bit of exercise while you're there. Tea and crackers will be served at 10:30 a.m., and lunch will also be provided. Words cannot express my love, thanks, and appreciation to you for the beautiful flowers, gifts, love tokens, cake, etc. you gave to me for my birthday. Most importantly, I sent a blessed thank you up to heaven for the outpouring of healing prayers and love shown to me while I'm dealing with shingles. I am improving daily. The bumps and swelling on my face and lips and my headaches are decreasing. I'm sending a rainbow of sunshine to brighten your days and asking God to order your steps. I love you. God bless you. Thank you. Enjoy Holy Week. This is coming from Deaconess Barbara Sunshine Mickens. We will now have remarks and prayers coming from Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III.
Good evening, everyone. Certainly glad to be on this prayer call. It's a Wednesday prayer meeting so that we may come together and worship the Lord. It has been an awesome time of prayer, of song, and we thank God for Sister Andrews putting it out plainly about being patient as the dog stayed still. I'm reminded, my thoughts went to Chronicles. When the prophet told the people of God to stand still and see the deliverance or see the salvation of the Lord. So we thank you very much for that reminder tonight, especially during this season, as we wait patiently to be able to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, something we all look forward to. So, of course, this Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. worship service. We certainly pray that you would join us in person or virtual. As I said on Sunday, this will be the first time that the congregation will be in worship for Resurrection Sunday since 2019. So it is just an awesome time to gather together and to worship the Lord. We're excited about that. Once again, 10 o'clock a.m., join us in person or virtual. Before that, on Good Friday, of course, we remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And at 12 noon, we'll have the seven last sayings from the cross. And we want you to be there. Hopefully you can come and share with us. Once again, that'll be in person and virtual as well. Saturday is our church business meeting, 9 o'clock a.m., which will also be it'll be in person and on Zoom. The link was given out in the pastor's letter for the week. If you have not gotten it, please make sure that you call the office tomorrow. You can certainly get and receive that information. Like I said, this is an awesome time to be able to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. This is a high holy time of the church, and we want to make sure that we do that. Please continue to keep all of those who are sick and shut in your prayers, those who have experienced the death of loved ones. On Monday, Sister Lila Moore was funeralized at the church, and on tomorrow, a homegoing service for Sister Daisy Mae Gilliam, the mother of our member and trustee chair, Sister Ann Hunter Henry, will be held at the church, viewing at 10 o'clock a.m. and service at 11 o'clock a.m. We also know that Sister Joyce Britton passed last week, late last week. Funeral arrangements are pending. Brother Kevin Chambly also passed on Sunday, April the 2nd. Funeral arrangements are pending as well. When we get the information, we will certainly make it available to the congregation. So many things are happening. So many things are going on. This is an interesting time to observe the news and events of our day as it has already been prayed about. And then even locally, we know things that we're seeking for God, being patient on God. So the line is going to be open for 20 seconds as we come to a close tonight. We just pray this because we believe and trust in who the Lord is. So as the lines are open for those 20 seconds, lift up your prayer request unto God and believe without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord hears and will answer your prayer. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds.
Bless the Fleet family, the First Baptist Church
family,
each and every member. Pray for this country and pray for all of the fellowship of First Baptist Church.
Gracious God, we come tonight with sincere thanksgiving in our hearts, grateful to be able to say thank you one more time, grateful to remember your many blessings, mindful of those who are experiencing burdens in the world right now, for those who are locked up, seemingly with no hope, for those who are dealing with trying to put their life back together after natural disasters occurred. For those, Lord God, who have to make difficult decisions on a daily basis that affect the lives of many, we know, God, that you are in control. We pray for those who've lost loved ones, Lord, those members of our church family who are funeralizing people who meant so much in their lives, mothers, brothers, other family members. We just ask, God, for your divine hand of blessing, your divine hand of comfort. Bring peace as only you can, God. Thank you for our church family. Thank you for all those who are on the line tonight, even those who couldn't be here. We ask, God, now that you would truly hear our prayers, that, Lord, we would exhibit that patience that Sister Andrews talked about, knowing, God, where we stand in need of something, but also knowing that you know what's best and you also know when. So give us patience, God, as you work out our prayer requests. Allow us to know even that sometimes we pray for things amiss. So, God, if we are praying for something amiss, set us on the right track, God, and allow our heart to follow after your desire and your will. Oh, Lord, we pray for your wisdom. We know that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us it is that message of eternal life. So, God, help us to always have that message in our hearts and on our minds that we may share with others. We thank you, God, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, God, for being with us. Thank you, God, for our Pastor Meredith. Continue to give him strength and wisdom. Bless him and his family with peace and love and grace, God. We thank you for your many blessings. For, Lord, we stand in the need of your love. We stand in the need of your mercy. We thank you for your redemption, for your reconciliation. And we pray, God, that you would give us the strength to go on just a little while longer. Lord, we thank you. We magnify you, we glorify you. Thank you for all who put this call together, Lord. Thank you for all the participants tonight who served you and gave themselves to you. Thank you, God, for all who are on the line. We bless your holy and righteous name, and we give you glory. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Peace be unto you all.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.
Thank you. feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to him. Say it.
Having a spiritual experience.
But you're every day.
He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Great and mighty.
The only truth that he is.
Great and mighty
is our God.
Great and mighty.
Now, all over this room, lift your hand and say, let
honor you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You're a mighty God. You are a mighty God. You are a mighty God. You're an awesome God. And we reverence your name, Lord. We worship your name, Lord God. You're strong and mighty, Lord. You will fight for your people, Lord. Oh, we love you so much with everything with us. Great and mighty is our God. Great and mighty is our God.
Hey! Do right for you. just are demanding that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no, we've already paid the price. You see, I walked with the line, but thank God I can see. It was because grace and mercy came.
He's all right. Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to shout unto God with the voice of triumph in here. Let's get this thing started off right. Let's get this thing started off with some high praise. Big time, hit it.
I'm praying.
Thank you so much, First Baptist, for sticking with me. I pray that you have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week, and I look forward to seeing you back on the line next Wednesday by 7 p.m. Take care.